It started as a simple routine action. Ventura County supervisors appointed a new county planning commissioner. It was routine until this week. A majority of supervisors changed course. They decided the man the board had already appointed to the planning commission wasn't qualified for the post. But here's the twist. It wasn't that he was underqualified. They decided he was overqualified. The retired Ventura man had been an employee and manager in the county's planning division for more than 3 decades. To a trio of board members, that raised concerns about potential conflicts of interest. The story started February 28th when First District Supervisor Steve Bennett asked the board to approve Bruce Smith as a new planning commissioner. The county has 5 planning commissioners, one appointed by each county supervisor, with the board routinely approving the supervisor's choices. So on that day, Bennett's selection was approved on a 3-0 vote, with Bennett, John Zaragoza, and Linda Parks voting yes. Supervisors Peter Foy and Kelly Long missed the meeting. Now, fast forward to this Tuesday's meeting. Supervisor Foy asked fellow board members to take the unusual step of removing Smith. Foy contended the panel should reflect the views of ordinary citizens, not someone who was a county insider.
One person had said, well, let's wait until somebody does something wrong. That is the worst thing in the world you'd ever think about. It's not political at all. And I know that you don't believe that, but I'm just telling you that up front. I wanted to make sure this got here before Mr. Smith even had the opportunity to sit at a planning commission meeting so they can't say, oh, it's about a decision or something. That's one of the reasons why it's as quick as we could get. I could get it here now.
But there are few formal rules to serving on the commission. Supervisor Bennett, who nominated Smith, says given the lack of rules, it's unfair to try to make them now and then apply them to someone who's already been selected for the commission.
Applying this after the fact, after Mr. Smith has been appointed, and removing him is very different than us having a debate about what are the criteria we would like to establish for the planning commissioners in the future. Let this action stand because we have quite a bit of precedent of already appointing these people, and we haven't had the discussion as to what we want. You've raised legitimate issues. We've demonstrated that we've been able to have healthy conversations about that. We could set the policy, and in the future, that would be the policy.
Foy contended there was nothing personal about the effort.
Mr. Smith has an illustrious career, so it's not about him personally, and so I just need to make that clear. So I just want to make a motion to move forward with removing Mr. Smith.
Smith, who's been retired for more than 5 years, campaigned for the successful SOAR voter initiative last year, which protects open space and ag land in the county. The issue is controversial because it would continue existing restrictions on large-scale projects, requiring voter approval for them to proceed. More than a dozen members of the public weighed in on the debate, with most expressing views like Richard Hawley.
It's very clear that being a retired planner is not a disqualifying criteria under the current law.
As the discussion continued, it became clear the board was split 2-2 on Smith's removal, with the key being Supervisor Linda Parks, who had supported Smith's appointment in February. She changed her mind.
There are conflicts, and then there is the potential for bias. And I strongly believe that the public needs to have their voice heard, and the Planning Commission should be a true group of ordinary citizens speaking for their fellow citizens.
But Bennett says there's nothing in county policy which says a former county employee can't serve as a commissioner.
We've already heard from our county council that really clearly associated with government means employed by the government currently. And that certainly Mr. Smith doesn't fit the state's definition of a restriction by any means.
The discussion between supervisors became heated at times, with the board ultimately voting 3-2 to remove Smith in advance of the Planning Commission's next meeting set for Thursday. What's unclear at this point is why the controversy even got this far. County supervisors can't vote on an appointment unless it's on their agenda, and the agendas legally have to come out days in advance of the meeting. There was no furor when Smith's name was advanced by Bennett. Even though Foy and Long missed the February 28th meeting when the first vote happened, it's taken more than 5 weeks for this question to be formally raised. Bennett will have the opportunity now to come up with another candidate. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.